Commander's Message. A second century of service dawns. As I write my final message to you as National Commander of the American Legion, I feel pride in what we've accomplished together during our organization's centennial year. As we entered 2019, our elected leaders in Washington were unable to agree on a budget, and members of the Department of Homeland Security and other government agencies had their pay interrupted. But when the U.S. government shut down, your American Legion stood up and provided more than $1 million of assistance to Coast Guard families in need. We are still urging Congress to pass the Pay Our Coast Guard Act, which would help prevent future pay delays of this sort. Our legislative successes include implementation of the VA Mission Act, which will expand caregiver benefits and improve healthcare accessibility to veterans regardless of where they live. Also, on June 25th, President Trump signed the Blue Water Navy Veterans Act, making those with Agent Orange-related medical conditions who served off the Vietnam coast eligible for benefits they were previously denied. Finally, in July, Congress passed and President Trump signed the Let Everyone Get Involved in Opportunities for National Service, Legion Act. By now, it should be law. The Legion Act recognizes that since World War II, nearly 1,600 service members have been killed or wounded in hostile operations in periods not recognized by the U.S. government. As a congressionally chartered organization, the American Legion requires that recognition so that we can welcome all U.S. veterans who honorably served during those blackout periods into our ranks. Meanwhile, the Legion is proud that our 100th anniversary was chosen for one of the U.S. Mint's two commemorative coin programs this year. This is a distinct honor that required authorization from Congress. Sales from these limited edition coins, still available at legion.org/coin, will help support the Legion's many outstanding programs. The Legion's centennial year has indeed been historic, and I am optimistic about the future of this great organization. Diversity is an American strength, and it will be ours, too, as we embark on our second century. Men and women who meet our eligibility requirements should be welcomed, regardless of gender, ethnicity, religion, or orientation. But are we truly welcoming them? Does everyone have equal opportunity to advance at the post, district, department, and national levels? I'm not calling for a quota system, but we should at least strive to match the percentages seen in today's armed forces, where more women and minorities than ever are advancing to senior non-commissioned officer, field grade, and flag officer ranks. Our desire to welcome young veterans doesn't mean pushing out experienced, loyal members who have served their country and their American Legion for decades. We have the energy of youth and the wisdom of experience. That shouldn't be a binary choice, but an unbeatable combination. All of us share the bond of military service, which continues now in service to community, state, and nation through the American Legion. It is simply who we are. Brett P. Rystad, National Commander. Memoranda. Centennial Coins. Limited edition American Legion Centennial Coins, authorized by Congress and struck by the U.S. Mint last month, are still available, but selling fast. They're available only until December 31st, 2019. Proceeds from sales assist American Legion programs. Call 800-USA-MINT to order, or purchase them online. Legion.org/coin. Annual Report. Download the American Legion's 2019 Annual Report to read about the many ways the Legion has worked on behalf of veterans and service members, from local communities to Capitol Hill, over the past year. Legion.org/publications. Legion Conference News. Keep up with the National American Legion Children and Youth Conference, September 20th through 22nd, and the National Americanism Conference, September 27th through 29th. Legion.org.